This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The state's most destructive wildfire in history actually started as a pair of fires that combined, Boulder County officials said today. The long investigation into the Marshall Fire found that the first started when high winds uncovered smoldering ash that residents had buried with dirt 6 days prior. Sparking power lines reportedly started the second fire. District Attorney Michael Daugherty says there's no evidence of a crime.
If we were to tell you today that we were filing charges, it would be wrong and unethical.
The Marshall Fire destroyed more than 1,000 homes and killed two people in December 2021. Its victims have filed insurance claims totaling more than $2 billion. House of Representatives adjourned this week after a small group of hard-right lawmakers, including Colorado Republicans Ken Buck and Lauren Boebert, paralyzed the chamber by voting against a procedure that would allow bills to move forward. The conservative revolt is in response to last week's debt ceiling compromise. Buck says they want GOP leaders to keep their promises on spending.
Well, there was an agreement in January, and it was violated in the debt ceiling bill.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy acknowledged Wednesday night that Republican hardliners are frustrated, but added there will be more votes next week. A new state law caps pet security deposits at no more than $300. It also puts limits on how much extra landlords can charge for having a pet. And it requires anyone carrying out an eviction to take steps to ensure people aren't separated from their animals. The changes take effect next year. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.